Welcome to a special SR20 Talk podcast episode coming at you live from beautiful Munford, Alabama, just outside of Birmingham. We are here for the SR2022 National Convention. We're going to be talking to the guys that made the trip for the convention, picking everybody's brains here, so stay tuned. Roger, so it's looking like a successful event that you put out here. So tell us a little bit about the track.
It's a very, very technical track. It's comparable to the firm. We do have two straights, though, on this particular track. So there's a lot of pass-by areas. So we've put on a good event, in my opinion. And I'm grateful for these guys who came out to support. I'm grateful for the board members. It wouldn't be possible without them. But this track is... it's fast.
Yeah,
it's a very fast track. You know, I'm seeing guys get up to 100, 120 on the straight, and you know, jamming on the brakes right before, and it's got beautiful banking, similar to like what you have out there in Cali, like your Button Willow.
Right.
And the banking is helping them maintain that speed. Man, it's been a great day watching these guys run.
Cool. What are the plans for the rest of the convention? Today we're sitting at the track day, which is Friday.
Yep.
What are the plans for after the track? What are we doing tonight?
So we're going to go back to, obviously, the hotel. We have the back section kind of sanctioned for us. I'm probably going to get with the guys that got in early this morning and a little bit later than, you know, your Thursday guys, just to kind of get them their packages. The hotel actually texted me while we were out here and let me know that the packages are in. So I have all the swag stuff for you guys ready to go. We've got the beer mugs, we've got the lanyards, and the hats came in as well. So I'm happy about that. And I, you know, want to just talk with you guys, see how you like the track day, so I can, you know what to do for next year.
Got it. Who are you seeing on the track that you're saying, wow, this motherfucker is getting it?
Oh, man. I mean, I can't go 1 year without mentioning Mark Schoenholtz. If I'm saying his name right. That car is set up to run any track he takes it to. You know, it's pull it off the trailer, tech, and run all day.
Yeah.
So that car, I can't knock it. There's a couple of beautiful B14s out here.
Oh yeah.
And that in itself is a great thing, because we've been kind of dominating with B13s and NXs in the past. So a couple of B14s out here that are pushing really hard. But I've got to take a caveat to mention this build, man. Christopher Rosario.
Yeah.
He put a fresh motor in right before the convention. I mean, this guy, he does it year in, time and time again, where it's the day before the convention and we're in Florida. He is just vigilant. He will not give up. So there's a brand new motor in the car, and it's dialed in as best as possible with, you know, some street tuning. But when I tell you the thing sounds like an angry bitch on the track, man, the straightaway, you don't hear any other car. The car is a monster. It's beautiful and set up that way. You know, it's a white B13 with gold Anki wheels, and the stance on the car is perfect.
Joining me is Chris Viskovich with his beautiful red B13 track car. Chris, tell me a little bit about this car.
I actually got started with a street car back in 2002, and I got it from a friend of mine in California. We started it out as a track project, and funny enough, we did a basic build on it. We've been involved in the community for almost 20 years, seeking the advice of all the experts you know, that have been in the community. And what we did was we showed it to the Motor Press Guild, and they got super excited. They compared it to all the off-the-market cars, and this was absolutely the most fun car that they had gotten to drive the day. So that got a big start. And then I've just continued to develop the car in plateaus for autocrossing, and then took it up to racing with NASA.
Nice.
And went to the national championships in this car too. Placed second, but was operating a little bit out of class.
Yeah.
But cool. But a good race is a good race.
You podiumed, man, so that's a good thing,
right? Absolutely.
Oh, well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So you had a little bit of a track woe today, right?
Yeah, I had a great first session. The car is really, I was on new tires today. I'm running the Azenis RT660s. I came off the BFG R1s. And honestly, they really hung in there. The car was humming. Everything was looking good. Second session ran into a little trouble halfway through the session. Think we may have to do an engine replacement on it now. But this has given me almost 15 years of race track time and lived a hard life. So as a built DE, it served me well.
No, that's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about this particular setup that you have?
Oh, so I'll tell you, it's sort of best of breed. I use sort of Mike Kojima as sort of for build advice. And Richie Watanabe, his engine builder, actually built this motor.
Okay.
It's running SR16 cams. It's a high compression build.
SR16 pistons, right?
Oh, pistons, sorry. It's running C3R cams, hotshot Gen 6 exhaust. Everything's micro shot peened. Upgraded crank scraper, windage tray, oil coolers, oil piston squirters from a DET to go ahead, and everything that possibly could be added to this car to increase its reliability has been added to this car. It's running a P10 transmission, and let's see what else. It's completely gutted and has an amazing roll cage.
Oh yeah, looking at the cage, it's very, very crazy looking. Now, what? Tell us a little bit about the suspension setup in this car. We talked about this earlier, but can you share for the listeners here?
Yes. So, we validated this suspension setup in NASA back in 2004. Don Gardner campaigned an NX2000, and we worked hand in hand with Progress to really ring out and track test a bunch of different suspensions. So, it's the Progress Competition suspension that's on here. And I think that the rates that they valved my shocks to, they were 900 front, 750 rear. So really stiff on the springs. But it was working on a course like this today. It felt fabulous.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Joining me is Joe Melendez. Tell us where you're from, Joe.
Bakersfield, California.
Okay. And what made you come out to Mumford, Alabama?
We just came out here for the national convention. We got invited out here, and you know what? We're glad we made the trip. It's amazing. Amazing people out here. It's a little bit different for us since we're drag racers, but you know what? This course racing looks fun. These guys out here doing a lot of convincing, and not with their mouth. They're actually showing us what they're doing, and it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Seeing a lot of these cars with different setups. Any particular car that caught your attention?
Shit. All of them. All of them look fucking beautiful. Pulsars. There's this white one right here. Shit, look like I'm looking at mine, you know?
And we're looking at Christopher Rosario's car.
Yeah, and it looks amazing. Same bumper, same style. He looks like we got the similar style, but I mean, not talking down to anybody else out here, but all their cars are shit amazing. They look way better than ours out there. They take care of their stuff a lot more than we do, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm here with Chris and his beautiful, what color is this Sentra, man? This B13.
It's a burgundy.
Okay.
It's repainted, so it's a little darker with a pearl.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your setup here.
So the setup is a all motor natural aspirated VE. Got N1 cams, Jim Wolf cam gears. It's the tri-Y headers, full 3-inch exhaust with a resonator. I believe it was a Vibrant exhaust. Got an electric water pump for the track. Power steering cooler, power steering oil cooler, 3 1/4 a 3-inch intake, okay. Piping with a 3 1/4 step down from the Pathfinder throttle body.
Okay. It's a Pathfinder throttle body.
Yeah, 3 1/2 to down to a 3-inch.
Okay. What intake manifold is that?
Oh, that's a custom one from Geo Made. I think
Geo Made
one of his first hollow out intake manifold.
Gotcha.
And then when we dropped it on, we actually had to get bigger injectors.
Okay.
So we went from the regular 810s to the 220s.
Mm-hmm.
It was leaning out, so it actually saw improvement in the horsepower.
So how much power is this car making?
When we dynoed the last time, it was 217. To the
217,
wheels.
And this is on pump gas?
E85.
E85, cool. E85. Sounds good. And this transmission's B13 trans? So
yeah.
So you have a final drive in there? Or?
Yeah, it's a stock B13 LSD. With a 4.7 final drive Xzeti clutch.
Okay.
Stage one.
And a coilover setup, what do you have on there?
It was a Fortune 500.
Okay.
With the 8K spring rate in front and 6K in the back, and hypercoil springs.
Awesome, man. So let me ask you a question. What brings you out to the convention, man?
Well, pretty much Gio had been telling me for the past couple of years.
Is this your first convention?
First convention, but I've been in the central scene for about 18 years.
Wow.
Buying and selling parts and cars.
Okay.
So, I actually started tracking the car about a year ago and went from, a regular DE. If you saw the pictures in the set before, it was just a regular DE swapped into VE. It was about 178 to the wheels, and now it's a 217 with pretty much all these parts I just
mentioned.
Supporting
mods on the car, too. Right, that's awesome, man. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I've got Jose Feliciano. What's going on, Jose?
What's going on, guys?
All right, so we're right in front of your beautiful red B13 SCR. Tell us a little bit about the car.
Well, back in 2001, I worked at a budget rental car, and I seen this same car driving by from the original owner. Used to drive by, and at the time I was 18. And I used to ask him how much he sold me the car for. Back then he just gave me like a crazy price just to back off.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of years later, him and a friend of mine traded a truck for the car. And then my friend drove it for a couple of years. Then he moved to North Carolina. And I asked him about the car. And he just told me, go get it. It was in his mom's horse barn. So I got a show for free. My friend passed away, so the car means a lot now to me than anything. And I had it for 15 years. It's V swapped with all the bolt-ons. It's geotuned. It's,
geotuned for the win?
Yeah. If you don't know geotune, y'all better get in the program. But, just full bolt-on. It's built for my likings, I don't care what people think about it.
So when you say to your liking now, I see you got a roll cage inside. Is that bolted on or is it welded on?
It's bolted on.
Bolt-on cage. Out of power?
Out of power, yeah.
Gotcha. So what suspension do you have in this car?
Fortunato's 500, Progress sway bars, front and rear, energy suspension bushings, Cusco front strut bar, Octo rear bar.
Now, so this is a street car. Now, what do you like more? Are you into drag racing or are you into road racing?
Road race. I don't make powerful drag racing. So road racing plus road racing is better. It's, I'm a driver, so that's what I need to do.
That's awesome. So, we're out here in Mumford, Alabama, for the 2022 SR20 National Convention. Why do you come to these, man?
Man, this community is so small that everybody here is like family. Like, I just met Raul. I heard of Raul through like Facebook and the forums, but I met him. It was
like we've known each other for fuck.
Yeah, we just have a good vibe. And everybody's like this with these cars. It's just like a big family.
Yeah.
It's like a family reunion.
That's right. Now, If you were to say who you're most excited to see on the track here, or who you've seen on the track today, who would you say?
Chris Rosario, because he...
Well, you can hear him in the background right now.
Yeah,
you can hear VVL slapping,
Chris,
right?
Chris put on work every year. And
there he is.
And I'm proud of him. He do his thing.
That's what's up, man. So, cool, man. I'm glad the Florida guys came out this way, too. So, we're having a good time. Joining me is Junior Mahabir, also known as June. He came out from New York. What's going on, June?
What's going on, man? How's everything?
Pretty good. So I see you came out with your Pulsar GTIR.
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the track. How have you experienced it so far?
It's my first time out with this car. It's just a street car with a few bolt-ons, nothing crazy. It's my first time on a road course with a right-hand drive car, so it's a bit of an experience. The track is pretty nice. It's pretty cool. It's a short track, so I'm having fun with an underpowered car.
Cool. So, yeah, I mean, we know you in the SR world as this big, badass drag racer, man. So this is a whole different world, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different world. It's fun, though. It's a lot of fun. You get a lot of time on track. Drag racing is like, 9-10 seconds, and then you got to wait 2-3 hours for a pass.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Out here, you're getting 20-30-minute sessions, right?
Yep.
So can you walk us through a little bit about the setup on your Pulsar GTR?
It's basically a stock motor for the most part. It's just I just did head studs on it and a head gasket, metal head gasket. I did coilovers, BC coilovers, steel braided brake lines. I just wanted a nice for the street, like, you know, for a nice cruiser car. Once in a while, take it on track, you know, stuff like that.
Cool. Any surprises coming out from JMR Garage?
Nah, just the B14. We got a lot of upgrades for this year so far. We didn't make it out to our first event, but we're going to be out in 2 weeks testing for the next event. That's Import Revival in Echo, New Jersey. So hopefully we could at least get the car right back where we were last year and then try and progress from there.
Awesome. All right, I've got Uncle Joe here with me. Uncle Joe, what do you think so far of the convention?
I think it's been a great time. We had a decent turnout. We've had absolutely gorgeous weather. I think that everybody that was on track over at Talladega Grand Prix Raceway had an awesome time. The facilities were the most hospitable ones that I think I've been to in years.
Yeah.
We had a lot of new guys on track, learned a lot. By the end of the day, everybody was doing really well. Had a couple of typical fatalities of cars, nobodies.
We got to clear that up, right?
Yeah, we got to make sure that we got that right. So, but you know, that these things always happen. You're pushing 30-year-old cars real hard, and things happen. But you know, everybody's able to get everything home. Today we're out here. Yesterday we had a swap meet and general hangout at the hotel, which was one of my favorite times, because you get to talk to folks that you only see maybe every other year, maybe every 5 years, maybe every 10 years, like in ours.
Yeah,
so
in our case, right?
You know, and then it's like you just literally saw them last week. You can pick up the conversation almost from where it was last time you were there. And then today we're out here at the gorgeous Barber Vintage Museum and Racetrack. We had an opportunity to do some parade laps, which this facility, imagine the manicured grounds of a professional golf course, museum quality sculptures, and a racetrack all in one facility, and that's where we are.
Yeah, so we went out on that parade lap. It's 2.5 miles.
2.5 miles.
Oh my God. I mean, I think we're pushing a little bit way too much, and in my opinion, it felt like we were actually on course. I mean, I would say maybe 70% of the guys, you know. But now you walk inside of the museum, and I've never seen anything like it.
It's like you walk in. It's focused mostly on motorcycles, but it has a lot of motorsport history. On top of that, if you just stand in place for 10 seconds and look around, you'll see 5 more things that you didn't see a minute ago, and then you can go 20 feet and do the same thing. And it's like, oh my God, look at that! I mean, there's Formula One cars on display. There's Lotuses from one of the very first Lotuses ever built on display, and it continues along that same lines. There's just so much stuff here.
5 floors of, you know, classic and it's just vintage stuff, man. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous facility. I've never seen anything like it, you know. I mean, I've been to the Peterson's Museum in L.A., and I don't know, man. I mean, this is just different.
Yeah.
This is very different. I like the fact that it's got a track also here in the facility. It's just like an overall experience.
It is a motorsport experience is the best way to put it, yeah. You could probably spend 8 or 9 hours just inside the museum going back and forth. There's that much cool stuff in there.
That's awesome. Joining me next is a person that doesn't need an introduction, a longtime member of the community. I'm sure if you've been in this community long enough, you've heard his name being mentioned. I got Greg Vogel over here with me. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's happening, Raul?
Nothing much. So tell me a little bit about what you're seeing out here today.
So we're out in Alabama at the 2022 convention. And we've got a pretty good turnout. B13s, we've got some B14s, we've got 3 GTIRs, including June brought his from New York. And just a lot of fun. Great day, beautiful day. And a couple guys had issues, but on the whole, just a lot of people having fun and enjoying a new track.
Which one of these cars that you're seeing on a track is catching your attention the most?
So, you know, Rodrigo Piedrahita's B13 is just a beautiful, beautiful specimen of a car. And I mean, if you like black B13s, it's hard to go wrong with his. And then I got to ride along with him on the track, and man, I didn't know that I could like the car anymore, but it is a really, really good car on the track as well. And Rodrigo's doing a good job driving, so that's definitely got my attention. And Brian's GTIR, just took that out on the track with him, and that was a lot of fun as well.
Cool. I mean, being that you've been in the community for so long, you're out at these conventions, whether it's the SR20 West Coast Convention, you're a regular at the national conventions. Why do you keep coming to these?
You know, obviously it's a part of my business, right? But I think anybody that knows me or has done business with me knows that it goes beyond that. It's a fellowship. It's friends that you know, we get together at, you know, like I said, once a year only. And we're just back to the same things. This is like, you know, we were together last weekend. And I think it's just a fellowship. It's just a fellowship with a common interest and the community. It's really the unity that is in community. And bringing people together, and guys helping other guys, and guys learning from other guys, and you know, just seeing what other guys are doing and how they're doing it, and maybe how that might benefit their own build. And it's just, like I said, man, it's just a shared interest. It's the unity in the community.
Right. So what I'm also seeing here is, you know, you see guys that look like they're just growing facial hair. I mean, you know, you got maybe 18, 19 year old guys here.
Younger.
Yeah, and then we've also got a group of guys that are in the older stages, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think this community is still going?
Well, first of all, it's surrounded around really good cars, right? I mean, these are just excellent, excellent cars. We still got them running. And they still bring smiles to people's faces. And if you don't have that, man, you know, what are you going to gather around? So I would say, first of all, it's just around a really, really good vehicle platform. And, you know, it's just a shared interest, a shared love. And these cars are now, you know, some of them are 30 plus years old. And the newest ones are even only, you know, 20 plus years old. And so, you know, if you're keeping a car that long, if you've got a car that old, you know, you have to have an interest in it, and you have to care about it. And it's not just, you know, it's not a taxi, it's not a Honda Civic, you know, it's not, it's something, you know, that's in you. It's just, it gets to be in you.
Right. So what are the chances that we're going to see you on the track, back on the track? You know, I know you've got to
put me on the spot on your show.
I will. I will. Yes.
So, yeah, I still have a B13, and my son still has a B13, and we need to do a little head work. So, I got to put a motor back together, and it just, you know, life goes this way and that way, and a daughter in college and grandkids, you know what I mean? I'm talking about us old guys, but yeah, soon. Mañana.
So I'm with Christopher Rosario. He's from Florida. Tell us where you're from, Chris.
Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Perfect. Now, I'm looking at your beautiful B13 SCR. It's a white car. Looks pretty raced out here. Walk us through your power plant.
Currently, I kind of went back a little bit. I was having some issues with some previous builds and whatnot. So I just got a fresh base, fresh start VE. So it's all stock minus N1 cams. ASP header, exhaust made by myself, nice, you know, 3-inch back turn down with a resonator, map sensor conversion, velocity stack intake, straight open, stock ignition, stock wire, stock coil, and everything does plenty for me. E85, still using stock injectors with the E85 and a Walbro 255 pump. Gio's my tuner, he's the man with it, and I mean, you see what it's doing.
Yeah,
I love the car, man. Love it. I'm having fun. It's this fresh motor feels great, and I'm just gonna be slowly working back up from here. I had a little more mods before. I had pulleys and everything. I do have a 7-pound flywheel and a 4-putt clutch.
Gotcha.
But, other than that,
I'm seeing you on the track here, and it's just, this car is insanely loud, man. And looks like you're just walking through some of these guys here. So good to see the car making some power. What else can you tell us about the car?
Well, like I said, I'm just trying to go little by little, things as I can. Suspension bits here and there, and just like I said, I've had a lot of previous issues, so I'm just trying to get it solid right now, get some seat time, and then slowly start working back into upgrading brakes and things of that nature. A really solid rust-free car. I eventually want to go through it. I know it looks decent the way it is, but I'm picky. I want to go inside out, back over, redo some of the cage, add some bars and stuff. But yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy it the way it is. But my, like, I have a B15 tranny, a custom 5.1 final drive I have from JMR. And that's currently damaged. So I'm running a B14 stock tranny with the 4.1 final, and I cannot get used to it, man. I mean, I know you said it sounds like armor, but if I had the 5.1, you'd see a whole nother difference. Oh, yeah. I'm running through the gears. This, I'm just stretching 30. Like, when is it going to end? I want to go to the next gear.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to figure it out mostly today.
Cool.
A little bit of testing, workout bugs and kinks. So this car here, I believe it was Jeremy R that owned it at the time. This car used to be maroon and had a DE in it, and it was at the SR 2009 convention. And this is the car that was in that video clip that got posted on the forums that passed out the DET car.
Wow.
In that clip, and everybody was like, "Oh!" And it said something. I'm like, "Man, that thing's got some balls," or whatever it is like that. That clip was going around for the longest. So this is that car. It's been repainted to white and VVL swap and everything like that. So it's pretty cool. A little bit of history behind it. It's been around for a while.
Awesome.
I've got Colin Gillespie here with us, and we're going to be talking a little bit about his trip, because he's had an unusual trip, not a normal trip. But he's made it a norm to be able to come out to the conventions, both the national and WCC. What's going on, Colin?
Not much.
So tell me about how you got here. You're up in Seattle, in the Seattle, Washington area. Walk me through the trip.
Yeah, so after West Coast Convention of 2021, I was dicking around in L.A. and... you know, I went to SEMA, and then I did another track day where I ended up breaking some axles on the track. And I just got real frustrated and didn't want to deal with it, so I just threw it in storage and left it in California for about 6 months. And then, so about a month ago, you know, after tax season's done, because I'm an accountant, I'm stupid busy from January 1 through April, this year was the 18th. And so I went down there and, you know, got some axles in there, got it, you know, new oil change, new brake fluid change, you know, got it up to, you know, it's, you know, running and driving. So once I got that all kind of set, the car was in California and the event is here in Alabama. And I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to drive across, see how many states I can see. I mean, I've been to a lot of states before, but, you know, I thought, well, maybe, you know, let's just kind of mark them off. And so I got a little map on the side of the car.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah. So, you know, anytime I get to a new state, I just put the little sticker on. And so, yeah, I mean, I went, you know, it was east of LA. I was in Ontario, California is where the car was, because it's right next to the track at Auto Club. And then, I just left there and I went up to, I guess it's, was it 20? Up Barstow? Is it 40? Oh, no, it's Interstate 40. Yeah. So I started there and just headed east. And then eventually I peeled off there at Flagstaff, and I went up and I saw Monument Valley and the Four Corners Monument, where Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico go together. And then I got caught in this crazy sandstorm. So then the next morning I spent like 4 hours washing the car again. it was fun. So I just, you know, I just went across and kind of hit some things that I'd known about for a while, hadn't seen, the Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, where they've, you know, got all those Cadillacs buried, just kind of like an art installation. And, and then I just, you know, just kept driving east and, you know, saw some new states and, you know, went all the way down. And I, you know, just barely hit the tip of Florida in Pensacola. And I took a photo, and all the Florida guys was like, "What are you doing? This is an old photo. This is from years ago." Yeah. And I'm like, "No, this is a new car, a different car. I'm here." Yeah. And then I popped up, and here I am in Alabama. So I'm just excited.
So I know this isn't your first rodeo as far as driving the car from the LA area all the way over here. You've done this multiple times. This is your second national convention in the car that you've driven the car, or what's it been?
Well, okay, so the first, so the other time that I went to a national convention and I brought a car. I cheated a little bit. I actually shipped the car to Atlanta because the harmonic pulley on the car that I was going to bring decided that it was at the end of its life and decided to chuck all my belts. And I was so frustrated I didn't want to deal with it. So I had just imported an all-wheel drive Primera from Japan. I had no info on if it was any good or all anything, but I said, forget it, just ship it, and I'll deal with it when I get there. And so I shipped it to Atlanta, and then I flew in. And, you know, the next morning I, you know, went and picked it up from a friend's house that had received the car for me. And I just drove down to Gainesville for SR2018. And, yeah, and so, you know, the whole time I was there, I was thinking, you know, what can I do in Florida that would be fun? And I thought, well, I've never been to Key West. So I was going to go to Key West to get a slice of key lime pie. And everyone was saying, dude, that's like 800 miles. I mean, it's like, you know, Florida's really long. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to drive down to the end. And, you know, I mean, they were right. It's way down there. But I went down there and hit the very, very end. And, you know, got a picture of the car next to the sign that says 90 miles to Cuba. And, and then when I was done with that, yeah, I drove home. And so, I mean, it was quite a drive. I took like a week to do it. But, you know, it was fun because it was, you know, it was kind of my introduction to that car because I, you know, I just got it. And it was, you know, it's something fun to bring out because it's unique and different. You know, we love our B13s and our B14s and all the Sentras and stuff. But, you know, to see something unique in all wheel drive,
yeah,
you know, I think it's definitely worth, you know, even if it's not the fastest car on the track because it's still got a stock DE and is carrying a bunch of extra weight around. It's still fun.
All right, so I'm here with Roger Raymond. Roger, tell us a little bit about what you got going on with your car today.
Well, boys, this is a 92 Sentra SER. The suspension setup is pretty simple. It's a D2 coilover setup. Just wanted to keep it as basic as possible for the shakedown. It's got 15x8. Volk T37s with a 35 millimeter offset. I do have a spare set of Koenig decagrams on a 15x8 setup as well, with the 225 tires, the Nitto NT01s, man, they're the truth. I love them.
So we have the hood open on the car. What engine's in here?
So it's a W10 DET. So this is basically your average DET setup. It came with a T25, but we beefed it up to a top mount Garrett 2876R, and it's running the Treadstone manifold.
Treadstone, cool. It looks similar to like Protec.
It is. Actually, you know what? You're right. It is a Protec.
Got it.
So this particular setup is just going to be streetable. Nothing going crazy on the power, so you know I'm shooting for somewhere in the 350 range.
350 range, and this what transmission's in here?
So this is actually a stock transmission right now, B13 transmission with stock gearing, 4-1 final drive. We need that longer gearing for the turbo setup, so we brought it out to the convention just to do a shakedown on it. It actually is a customer build.
Oh, nice.
So right now I'm just checking things on the car, making sure everything's tip top before it goes into delivery. I come up on some hiccups today, but we're gonna bounce back. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, those things will get addressed, and the customer will be able to get his car back and 100%, correct?
That's the way we do it, man. I'm looking forward to working with him, and then, you know, I have another customer now that we're talking about some future builds with as well. So I love this community. I love this family that I feel every time I come out here, and I can't wait to have more connections with different guys.
Thank you for listening to episode 11 of the SR20 Talk podcast.